USA Radio News.
A lot of down power lines, a lot of poles bent over.
James Witherspoon is a first responder in Wilmington, North Carolina, where a mother and an infant were killed when a tree fell onto their home. Tropical Storm Florence is now pounding the South Carolina coastline with rain. Here's more from meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Still an excessive rainfall outlook, meaning there is the potential for more flooding. How can there be more? The ground is saturated. Those trees are going to come down. The ground just can't hold those roots anymore. The rivers can't hold the water anymore. They'll be spilling out for days and days to come. So this is a long haul event. And now we have the potential for severe weather with the possibility of tornadoes.
Florence is being blamed for at least 5 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
NTSB investigators are looking to find a cause for a series of gas explosions north of Boston that left one dead and 25 injured. Authorities say that as many as 8,000 people in Lawrence and over in North Andover were displaced. Many still have not yet been allowed back home. Columbia Gas Representative Stephen Bryant said they have to shut off gas to all possible affected buildings before electricity can be turned back on.
We need to get access to each building. I expect that by Saturday or Sunday, we will have covered all 8,000 customers.
Evelyn Gonzalez, who was recognized by President Trump at the State of the Union address in his campaign against deadly MS-13 gang violence, was struck by an SUV and killed at her slain daughter's memorial service on Long Island in New York. The driver remained at the scene. The president tweeted his thoughts and prayers are with the family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the Consumer Price Index has increased 0.2% during the last month the figures were available. John Clemens has more.
Stacy Standish of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the main contributors to that increase.
The shelter and energy indexes were the main contributors to the increase.
The report also looked at all the items over the last 12 months, showing shelter and the cost of energy as the main contributor to the increase.
Increases in the indexes for shelter and energy were the main contributors to the seasonally adjusted monthly increase in the all items index.
I'm John Clemens.
Paul Manafort is avoiding a second trial by cutting a deal with prosecutors in Washington. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has details.
The very latest now on Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chair in federal court in Washington, D.C., agreeing to a plea deal, he will provide information to the Department of Justice. Manafort reportedly already giving the DOJ information in connection with the Russia investigation. Manafort's attorney outside the courthouse speaking with reporters.
He's accepted responsibility. He wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life. He's accepted responsibility, and this is for conduct that dates back many years.
And by agreeing to this plea deal, Manafort avoids a second criminal trial.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.